Remember when wine pairing was ever so simple? White wine with fish, red wine with meat. Well, we've come a long way, with the most modest of eating places offering wine pairing dinners, and books on the perfect pairing of wine and food abound. But I've a tale to tell you about some most unique pairings, and they don't occur at the dining room table. How about Ingleside Vineyards, paired with the birthplace of Presidents Washington, Monroe, and Stratford Hall, home of the Lees, birthplace of Robert E., or Bell Mount Vineyard, paired with Monocan, home of Francis Lightfoot Lee, one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence. There's Vault Field Vineyards near Kinsale. Kinsale is the oldest seaport on the Virginia side of the Potomac River, and their vineyards thrive in soil first tilled by the Rust family who settled the area in the 1600s. Good Luck Cellars in Kilmarnock, paired with Mary Ball Washington Museum and Library, and the home of the Ball and Lee families, Christ Church, and the Carter family. Well, I think you've got the idea, but to get the complete idea, you'll find lots more pairings in a brand new and charming book called Virginia, First in Wine and History. It's a collaboration by the managers of many of our historic sites and attractions with the owners of the 12 wineries that make up the Chesapeake Bay Wine Trail. The relationship of each of the wineries to many of our country's historical events, at least those that occurred here, in or near the Northern Neck, is truly an imaginative concept. Among the facts, you'll find quotes about wine from some of our native sons, like this one by George Washington, who wrote, "My manner of living is plain, a glass of wine and a bit of mutton are always ready, and such as will be content to partake of them are welcome." Well, the book isn't merely illustrated with photos and sketches. There's a map of the wine trail and a timeline of the area's historic events. All this is for $10 at the wineries and the historic sites. And there's also a matching, well, dare I say, paired website called firstinwine.com. Ada Jacox is editor of Virginia First in Wine and History. She's also one of the owners of Athena Vineyards in Heathsville, which, of course, is one of the featured wineries in the book, and it's on the Chesapeake Bay Wine Trail. In her introduction, she has written, quote, "We have produced this book for your pleasure and education," unquote. And yes, you will learn a lot. The book is also a reminder that our regard for wine and the part it plays in life's dramas has helped grow the wine industry in Virginia and worldwide. This is Thea Marshall.